14. The Great Plains. Soon, however, a new hope came to the Spaniards, for an Indian told them that far away in the north there really was a golden land. Onward rode Coronado and a body of picked men. They crossed vast plains where there were no mountains to guide them. For more than 1,000 miles they rode on until they reached eastern Kansas. Everywhere they found great herds of buffaloes, or wild cows, as they called them. They also met the Indians of the plains. Unlike the Indians of the pueblos, these Indians lived in tents made of buffalo hides, stretched upon poles. Everywhere there were plains, buffaloes, and Indians. Nowhere was there gold or silver. Broken-hearted, Coronado and his men rode southward to their old homes in Mexico. 15. De Soto in the Southeast, 1539 to 1543. In 1539, a Spanish army landed at Tampa Bay on the western coast of Florida. The leader of this army was De Soto, one of the conquerors of Peru. He was very fond of the sport of killing Indians and was also greedy for gold and silver. From Tampa, he marched northward to South Carolina and then marched southwestward to Mobile Bay. There he had a dreadful time, for the Indians burned his camp and stores and killed many of his men. From Mobile, he wandered northwestward until he came to a great river. It was the Mississippi, and it was so wide that a man standing on one bank could not see a man standing on the opposite bank. Some of De Soto's men penetrated westward nearly to the line of Coronado's march, but the two bands did not meet. De Soto died and was buried in the Mississippi. Those of his men who still lived built a few boats and managed to reach the Spanish settlements in Mexico. 16. Other Spanish expeditions. Many other Spanish explorers visited the shores of the United States before 1550. Some sailed along the Pacific coast, others sailed along the Atlantic coast. The Spaniards also made several attempts to found settlements both on the northern shore of the Gulf of Mexico and on Chesapeake Bay, but all these early attempts ended in failure. In 1550, there were no Spaniards on the continent within the present limits of the United States, except possibly a few traders and missionaries in the Southwest.